The municipality of Grey Highlands undertook a project of enormous significance and impact in 2023, the full update of its zoning bylaw. Although it may not be as high profile as a new bridge or an expansion of a library branch, the municipality's zoning bylaw is one of the central guiding planning documents for the entire community. A zoning bylaw contains provisions to control what a property can be used for, how big the property or structure can be, where buildings can be placed, how tall, what size, and how many buildings can be built, and how many parking spaces are needed, and where the parking spaces can be located. This document has a massive impact on the functioning of the economy and private property rights, said Matt Rapke, manager of planning, earlier this year. The current zoning bylaw was last updated 20 years ago and came into full force and effect in 2006. A lot has changed since then, and Grey Highlands is now working to refresh the zoning bylaw and bring it into the modern age. This is a really big change. It's a big bylaw. It's probably the biggest bylaw we have, said Rapke. Rapke said there are a number of reasons for a full refresh of the bylaw. There is a legislative mandate to do this update, and there is also a societal need to update the bylaw, said Rapke. Things have changed since that time. There are more pressing housing needs now than there were then. There is stuff that should be permitted as of right in the bylaw that is not currently permitted. The zoning bylaw update was in the headlines multiple times in 2023, including the first draft being presented to council, council's discussion of the bylaw at Committee of the Whole, the first public consultation on the first draft of the bylaw. The update of the zoning bylaw will continue to be a major story in Grey Highlands in 2024. This past year saw the municipality working through phase one of the project. The first draft was released and presented to council. It was debated and discussed at a committee of the whole. The municipality also held public open houses to gather input and community feedback on the update to the bylaw. In 2024, the project will move into phase two with a second draft being replaced. The second, notably, will include new mapping that will be released to the public for comment. There will be more public open houses and consultations as the zoning bylaw update works its way through the process. The municipality has a webpage set up specifically for the project. The site can be found here.